Praise the Lord. God bless you, dear friend. Thank you for the miracle seed. Know that you're in a season of enlightenment. You're in a season of a new realm. You're in a season where the Lord says, I'm going to brighten up some things for you. I bring you into a time of great improvement. I bring you into a time where some special things are about to open up for thee. I bring you into a time where the Lord says, I bring peace. And you're going to see that even in your time of prayer, I shall comfort thee, and I shall guard thee, and I shall preserve thee. For in your time of meditation, you will find peace, a peace that passeth all understanding. I will bring you into a season where I'm going to remove the memories of yesterday, and you're going to come into a season of new beginnings. For the Lord says, I touch your body right now in a great way. And you're going to begin to find that the Lord says, I'm bringing you into a time where God's going to touch and heal the life of someone that is connected to you. And you're going to find that your love and your compassion shall be the thing that shall cause you to surely prosper. For the Lord says, I'm removing the tension. I'm removing the stress. You have made sacrifices for someone close to you. Now the Lord says, I'll make a sacrifice for thee, and that sacrifice will be that I will bless you. I will cause you to prosper, and I will cause whatever your hands to touch to be blessed, and I will cause you to come into a season of unlimited favor. I will cause you to come into a season of unforgettable opportunities. For the Lord says, prepare, because I'm doing a new thing in thee, and you're going to come into a time where I'm going to heal thee. This is the time for you to begin to forgive and heal yourself even from the past, and you will see and know that I am with thee. For the Spirit of the Lord says, extraordinary solutions are coming your way. Breakthroughs are coming your way. Opportunities are coming your way. God's going to touch family. He's going to touch home, even something possibly surrounding the area of travel. For this is a season of a fresh start. This is a season of a fresh insight. For the Lord says, I'm going to lighten up you. I'm going to lighten you up because the light of heaven shall shine upon thee. And you're going to see that some creative ideas shall cause you to begin to prosper. Now, if you're searching for property, God says prepare, because property for maybe business or property for just to get or to acquire property will bless you in this season. For the Lord says, the storm is past, but a storm of blessings, a storm of favor, a storm of healing, a storm of opportunity shall come upon thee. A storm of glory shall rest upon thee. For the Lord says, you're about to sparkle, and you are about to shine, and you will know that this is the hand of the Lord. Whatever this physical challenge you have been dealing with, the Lord says, I heal thee. It also seems like someone, there was betrayal around you, but you had little choice concerning the matter, and that's where the healing is coming forth. That's where the forgiveness is coming forth. And the Lord says, let your prayer be, I'm sorry. I forgive you. It's done. I'm sorry for my part. I forgive you. I forgive myself. It's done, and it is over with. And as you take that prayer to your heart, you're going to find that God's going to begin to do something new for thee. And wherever there may have been bitterness at, you're going to see joy and peace and happiness. For the Lord says partnerships shall begin to glow and bless you. They will glow, they will grow, and they will prosper you. For the Lord says, the enemy has been testing your health and your stamina, but the Lord says health and better health and strength is coming your way, yea, even in this hour.
Amen. God, and God bless you. I further hear Father God saying, this month of September, as we move toward the end of September, I hear Father God saying this is a season where your social calendar is becoming very, very busy. So Father God says, write it down and make it plain in this season. I hear Father God saying this is the season where your new creativity and new self-expression is going to shine through a new open door. I hear Father God saying you're going to take a hobby and turn it into a money-making idea. Take the hobbies off the back burner and begin to apply them. But Father God says this is the season where you're moving forward. I hear Father God saying, take the opportunity to begin to develop a new sense of humor. And I hear Father God saying, make sure you're walking in a positive attitude. But Father God says, be more optimistic and uplifting in this season. Father God says, people are going to take notice of this. I also hear Father God saying, this is the season to begin to balance your health. But Father God says, do not burn the candle at both ends. Father God says, eat properly. Make sure you're drinking enough water. And I hear Father God saying this season where you're going to be forming a new health regimen. For Father God says what you form in this season is going to be carried throughout the remaining season. I do hear Father God says you'll also be successful if you decide to team up with others. I hear Father God says set up an exercise regimen. For Father God says, walk more. Even you may even look into a gym if you're not already have a if you don't already have a membership for a gym. I hear Father God saying this is a paramount month to begin to work out. And Father God says you'll find your vitality and strength increasing. I also further hear Father God says he's doing a work in your domestic situation. For Father God says this is the season to begin to pack the boxes for the move. For Father God says what you've been praying for is praying for you. And if that is available, you will not settle for less. So I hear Father God saying improve living situation in this season. So Father God says begin to move toward the living situation, and Father God says it's going to work out well. I also hear Father God saying there's a shift. On the level shut up. Father God says there's a shift in your perception in this season. For Father God says he's causing you to begin to think out of the box in this season. For Father God says this is the season to be open to new options and new environments. Father God says, ask and it shall be given, knock, and the doors have been opened. Now, also hear Father God saying, if you've been procrastinating concerning education, Father God says your education is not over. I hear Father God saying, this is your season of higher study. But Father God says, online courses, Father God says, even on the level shelter. Father God says, in this season, be open to even another culture in your study. For Father God says, for those days that you've pondered overseas, Father God, prepare the suitcase as well as the passport. Father God says this is the season to begin to take your goals and bring them into reality. I do hear Father God says special favor concerning relationships and work. So Father God says this is the season of good times to focus. Stay focused. Don't bite any distractions. And I hear Father God says teamwork. Father God says teamwork makes the dream work. Father God says you'll be more diplomatic in your communications in this season. But Father God says this is the season where it's not what you say, it's how you say it. And that is the word of the Lord.
Glory to God, glory to God. Look at the blessings of the Lord. For the Lord says you're about to get gifts. You're about to walk into gifts. For the Lord says rewards are coming unto thee. I hear miracles around thee. I feel and I sense that I know great things are coming your way, for the Spirit shall expand and improve everything that he touches. You will see that the Spirit of the Lord shall bless thee. And I hear double blessings. I hear power and authority giving unto thee. It seems like during the next 12 to 18 months that you might be buying, selling, or even renting out property, because God will touch real estate. Now, I do want you to begin to know that the Lord says you're getting ready to start a fresh new chapter in your life. For the Lord says, if you need to see a banker or bank or company surrounding property or something that's important to you, the Lord says, circle the 25th of this month. He says, do that and make an application to meet with someone in authority or meet with a banker or someone of that nature. As I'm about to close and the prophetic team comes forth, one thing I can tell you, number one, that it seems as if that for the next 24 months, that relationships are going to begin to improve, or you will leave the alliance of someone else if you feel frustrated or that it's not going any place. Number two, the Lord says circle December 23rd, 4 days before, 4 days afterwards, because it seems as if that you're going to receive some kind of gift again or a reward is coming your way. Now listen to the word of the Lord from the other prophets, and I'll be right back.
God bless you, Sister Marie. I just hear God saying that He's smiling down upon you, and I see the heavens just open up unto you. God says, whatever you so desire is going to be granted to you. Favor and blessings are going to begin to be poured out upon you. God says, this is the season for you and the family and the restoration, healing coming to you in the home and in the family. God says, he's touching the home. He's bringing forth restoration and healing. And that's the word of the Lord.
God bless you, Sister Kennedy. I hear the word of the Lord calls you Prophetess Kennedy. Prophetess Kennedy, come forth. You shall speak loudly, saith the Lord. You shall speak forth my truth. You shall even preach the gospel, God. For I even see a collar around your neck, woman of God. So get ready. For that is the word of the Lord.
God bless you, Sister Kennedy. I hear the word of the Lord say to you today, mastery. For Father God says he's causing you to come into mastery in this season. Father God says you're in a powerful season of endings and completions. Father God, please acknowledge them for what they are, for you are in a season of expansion. You are in a season of recognition and exposure. Father God, saying, expand, expand, expand. For Father God says, once your mind and your experience is expanded, you will not go back. Father God says, stop trying to fit in to a mold that you've not been formed for. For Father God says, entrepreneurship and business is going to the next level. And I hear Father God saying, be open to the endings and completions so that you can enter into the powerful doors that God has ordained.
I hear Father God saying, this is the season to look beyond what's being presented. But Father God says, ask more questions and don't take things at face value. I do hear Father God says, be open. Be open to new environments. But Father God says, this is the season of structure and this is the season of safety. But Father God says, he puts a hedge of protection and safety around you and your family as well as your financial situation. And Father God says, worry not, fear not. Father God says, cast care to the wind, because Father God says, not only do I have your back, I'm thrusting you forward. I hear Father God saying, Pastor, Father God says, Pastor Marie, come forth, for there is a prophetic calling on your life, there's a ministerial calling, and Father God says, you have a heart of a shepherd and a heart for the people. Father God says, Pastor Marie Kennedy, come forth, and that is the word of the Lord.
Thank you, Sister Marie Kennedy. I just broke it. I heard it break. I just saw the knot being untied. I see travel around you. I don't know what's what you and the islands have to do with, but I see something with islands, and the islands I see. Favorable opportunity. Things are shifting for thee. It just broke, God says. It just broke. I heard it in the heavens. It just snapped and broke. Prepare, because I saw a windfall of money coming into your hands. It has just been released. Watch it show up. Watch it come unto thee. Oh, success in writing and speaking and teaching. God bless you, Sister Maria. We need to do another one-on-one with you, woman of God. You got to move in faith. You got to get that $1,000 seed in, because God wants to do something surrounding land. And I saw two business opportunities. The money I saw coming into your hands, I want to help you strategize and show you what is of God and what is not of God. Thank you, Sister Marie Kennedy. Oh, prepare.